What you've been seeing pictures coming out from different parts of the world, including in Beirut, where people have flocked to the streets and places of worship to commemorate the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, who was martyred along with his companions on the plains of Karbala over 1400 years ago. Imam Hussein refusing to pledge allegiance and bow down to the tyrant of that time, Yazid bin Muawiyah. You're seeing those live images from Beirut. That procession obviously comes just a night after Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah addressed crowds in Lebanon regarding the significance of Imam Hussein's message and how it is still relevant today in the context of the geopolitical situation. Live images you're seeing coming out of Beirut. People have taken to the streets, not just in Beirut, but also in the Islamic Republic of Iran, where different cities are now seeing these commemorations taking place. People dressed in black flock to the streets and places of worship to mourn Imam Hussein and the sacrifice he made. But it's just more than just a mourning, a ritual. It is a pledge to stand by the principles and the ideology of Imam Hussein. Our correspondent Amir Mehdi Kazemi is standing by as people take to the streets, flock to places of worship, dressed in black to commemorate Imam Hussein's martyrdom anniversary. Amir, tell us what's going on.
Well, Kenny's, at the moment I'm standing right in front of the holy shrine of Abdul Azim Hassani, one of the descendants of Prophet Muhammad, who is buried here in Shahrireh, or Ray City, at the south of Tehran capital. As you can see, people have gathered here in their tens of thousands in order to commemorate the day of Ashura, the martyrdom anniversary of the third Imam of Shia Muslims and the grandson of Prophet Muhammad. People from all walks of life, all clad in black, have been gathering here in the biggest religious parade in Iran, which is held every year in the days of Tasua and Ashura, marking the 9th and the 10th of the month of Muharram in the Islamic lunar calendar. People are gathering here, and gradually they're moving towards the holy shrine of Shah Abdul Azim. And as you can hear and see for yourselves, it is extremely it's extremely crowded here. It makes it difficult for me even to hear myself speaking. It is one of the biggest gatherings in one of the districts of near Tehran. Of course, people across Iran have taken to the streets to mark this day, which is a great day of mourning and sorrow, especially for Shia Muslims in Iran and the rest of the world.
Right now, Amir, where you're standing, of course, we can see those images. People are out in large numbers, not just where you are in Tehran, but all across the Islamic Republic and in different parts of the world. However, tell us a bit more about the emotions that are running right now. Why these people are out there? What is the message that they want to give out by coming out onto the streets this way?
Well, of course, the message of Ashura, the message of Karbala and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein is a multi-dimensional message within the Shia faith. Actually, many Muslims, including the Shias, believe that the greatest symbol of freedom fighting and martyrdom is Imam Hussein, and that is why they've gathered here after 14 centuries in order to keep this memory and this school of thought alive. From the political and social perspectives, Ashura has a lot to say. In fact, this year we are witnessing a lot of persecution and a lot of pressure on, especially on Shias across different parts of the world by the Takfiri terrorist groups. We have witnessed several terrorist attacks against Shia mosques in different countries, including in Saudi Arabia, in Bahrain, in Iraq, as well as in Yemen as well. That is why people have gathered here in order to keep the memory of Imam Hussein alive. His school of thought is based on freedom fighting. According to the Shia faith and according to the teachings of Karbala, Imam Hussein lost his life the life of his family members. His family members were torn apart, a number of them who were close descendants of Prophet Muhammad lost their lives in the line of freedom fighting. And people here believe that the teachings of Imam Hussein have to be manifested and clearly defined within different layers of the society in order to help this school of thought, which is based on freedom and liberty for the entire mankind, to maintain and to continue its flow in different layers of the society through humanity and through history. And that is why the message of Karbala and the message of Ashura becomes so important among Muslims, especially among Shias worldwide.
All right, that's Press News. I'm Amir Mehdi Kazemi, standing by live in Tehran as these Ashura ceremonies are taking place all across the Islamic Republic as well as in different countries all across the world. Let me now cross back to Masoud Shajadeh. He's joining us live from London. He's with the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Mr. Shajadeh, as we're seeing all these people on the streets here in Iran specifically, it reminds us of those principles of Imam Hussein that were used as a motivation for the Islamic Revolution that took place over here, the ideals which rid Iran of the oppressive tyranny of the Shah.
Absolutely. I think it's been understood that the concept of Imam Hussein was probably one of the most important aspects of mobilization of the masses in Iran against the tyranny of Shah. This is what is so fantastic about the whole lesson and the whole story of Karbala, if it's understood appropriately, if understood sort of completely, then it actually gives tremendous boost for anyone and any community or any group who actually want to stand up against injustice and defeat injustice, not just sort of negotiate with it, but actually defeat it and resist it. This is probably one of the most important lessons of our lives. I think it is fantastic to see that this concept of challenging injustice with all that you have, without any compromise whatsoever, is actually becoming and has become embedded into our religion.
Well, what does that speak of, for example, that wave of the awakening or the Arab Spring or whatever you want to call it that we saw from the onset of 2011 within the Middle East and North Africa? It's gone through its own periods of trials and tests, but isn't that a stark reminder that freedom is more than just a slogan?
Absolutely. I think probably if we analyze what happened at that time, one of the greatest failure of the time right across the Arab world was the fact that it really did not challenge the injustice to the extent of removing it and replacing it with something different. It was actually negotiating with injustice to actually become partner with the unjust previous rulers and so forth, and negotiate to actually share power. And I think, you know, that was one of the reasons that the whole movement collapsed and was manipulated by the tyranny right across, and actually people lost out because the empowerment have actually been almost minimized, and we'll see very little empowerment of ordinary people. We see very little of real change, and I think that is really one of the reasons. You know, when the previous speaker was talking about Taghut, to understand Taghut, to understand that, you know, you cannot be part of the Taghut. And that was the message of the revolution in Iran, and articulated by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. And if we don't understand that, if we actually say that instead of resisting, we are going to sort of struggle to share with the injustice some aspect, then really we are going to end up in a very difficult position and we will lose it all. And I think that's, again, something that we need to concentrate, understand it, and implement it.
Well, that's Masoud Shajareh with the Islamic Human Rights Commission joining us from London. Mr. Shajareh, thank you very much for taking the time out to speak to us during our special coverage of the commemoration of Ashura, which is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein and his companions.